Hello and welcome to the Thursday Night Supporters Club podcast on the 5th of January 2023. As you know, my name's Richard and I am trying to grow my fruit, vegetables and herbs in my allotment and my garden. Now that catchphrase, I'm trying to grow my fruit, vegetables and herbs in my allotment and garden, needs to change. I say that because it's not a very good catchphrase. It says exactly what I do, but it's just not very catchy. Not very lively. Anyway, that's a whole other matter, something I'm thinking about, like so many things. We're always, if you're a content creator like myself, you're constantly thinking of how to improve, as I'm sure you're all aware. Now, I've got to say, Monday's podcast seems to have gone down well about the journal, which I was quite surprised at. People seem to like this journal idea, and people have shared with me their own versions, be it a scrapbook or just taking photos. So a lot of good feedback on that. So I was very, very happy with that. I was a bit unsure when doing these sort of podcasts how well they're going to be received. And I always judge it by the amount of feedback that I get. So that was very, very, very happy. Excuse me, sorry. So now I haven't sown any of our seeds from this month's gift pack this week. Reason being is I sent them out on Monday, as you know, which is later than I would normally do them. But with the bank holidays and everything, it was just the safest day. Normally, I would get them on the last day of the month. That would have been Saturday. And that I just felt that would have been Sunday, Monday, Tuesday before the post office would have even collected them from the post box. So there are, by now, hopefully you have got your seeds. If not, they are on the way. Normally, I see people share them when they arrive, so I haven't seen that just yet. So, fingers crossed, they are on the way. I don't think we've got any more Royal Mail strikes either, so that's not going to be a problem. Now, looking at the weather this weekend, it's going to be a bit of a miserable one. A bit of rain. Not so much coldness, but very, very wet, which is annoying. I was looking forward to spending a bit of time on the allotment and in the garden this weekend, but I don't think that's going to be possible. So instead, I've got to think about what I can do this weekend instead, and I feel it's going to be a lot of indoor work. So my plan is Saturday morning, I'm still going to go down to the allotment. I'll probably be in the shed or inside the greenhouse and just having a little bit of a tidy up inside these two areas, get rid of some cardboard and things like that. Just get it a little bit tidier, ready, so that I can, basically just do a couple of hours on the allotment without getting too wet. I would have liked to be outside clearing weeds, tidying up, laying down cardboard, mulching, etc., etc. When it's wet, and it's not so bad if it's a light drizzle, but if it's heavy rain, it's not pleasant being outside. So, yeah, I'm not sure what we're going to be doing down on the allotment. At home, I'm going to be sowing quite a few seeds, actually. I want to really try and get ahead with a lot of the seed sowing this year, partly because I want to use up a lot of my seeds. So that's going to be something I'm really, really trying to do. So what seeds can I be sowing? Of course, we could be sowing herb seeds that can be sown all year round. And Sunday, I will probably be sowing the parsley from this month's gift pack. But I could also be sowing chilies, of course, and aubergines, sweet peppers. They all like a long growing period. So I always think it's a good idea, I believe, to sow them a little bit earlier, get them growing. That way they just get that longer growing period. These will need to be indoors where it's a little bit warmer to start them off, or under heated propagators or something. But we've just got to keep a close eye on those and see how they get on. Tomatoes could be something I could sow as well. Now, these are going to be greenhouse tomatoes. They're not going to be any good for sowing for outdoor tomatoes. But we do have a greenhouse on the allotment that's going to be just really for tomatoes and chilies. A greenhouse at home that I grow tomatoes in. So getting some indoor tomatoes sown this weekend is probably going to be a good thing to do, just to get them ready. They will be planted into the greenhouses in March. So it's probably going to make sense to get those underway. Here I am. Obviously, I'm on the South Coast, and I've said this time and time again. We are probably about 2 weeks ahead of what it would be when you're a lot further up the coast. I think we're about 2 weeks ahead of Scotland, if I remember correctly. So that's always something I've got to try and remind myself as anyway. What else could I say? There's obviously the microgreens. We're eating quite a few of the microgreens, and we're sowing those at quite regular intervals. The amaranth, the cresses, they're going down really, really well, actually. They're supplementing our meals. They're not really giving us meals, but they are supplementing our meals. So that's something we're going to be sowing. And the shoots as well. So pea shoots, chickpea shoots, bean sprouts. And we'll be sow a few of those as well because they are absolutely delicious. And again, they can be used in quite a wide range of meals. I did think about dusting off and getting set up my hydroponic kit as well. That could be something I could do indoors this weekend. And then my turmeric, actually. I've been trying to study when is the best time to harvest turmeric. Now, I've been growing a turmeric plant for quite a number of years. It does die back, and it has died back. And I've never actually harvested my turmeric. So this is a little one that I'm finding a bit difficult. I've been trying to find some answers online, and no one seems to give us an idea of the true time to harvest our turmeric. So I'm basing this on the fact that it's died back. Going to harvest our turmeric this weekend, see what we've got, try and plant some more up and leave those indoors just to try and grow back or some more next year. I'm hoping it will work. What I've seen online, it's very difficult to sell. Very difficult to work out. A lot of the people who grow turmeric in the UK say they plant it in the mid to late winter, and then it shoots in spring and then grows and dies back in the winter. Now, that is probably correct. I cannot deny that. But what I've noticed, along with my ginger, now the ginger I find dies back in sort of May time and then starts to regrow in August. So I've always treated turmeric in a similar sort of way, but I think that might be where I'm going wrong. So I'm going to have a go at harvesting my turmeric. We will try regrowing some more. If it doesn't work, then we'll have to look at buying another turmeric plant from scratch. It's got to be worth a shot because I do grow these plants, but I've never harvested anything from them. So yeah, that's something I'm going to look at this weekend as well. I don't know if anybody has grown ginger and turmeric out there, but it's certainly an interesting plant to grow, I feel. What else did I think I could do this weekend? Possibly in the greenhouse, a bit of work tidying up. I've got lots of pots in our greenhouse, and they are all going to need a good sort of sort out and tidy up. Added to that, I've also worked out, been, as you know, planning my garden with my journal. This year, I'm going to be growing lots of plants in the veg patch area in pots. I've got potatoes that are going to grow down on the allotment, and I'm also thinking I'll have some here at home, be it the Charlotte potatoes and a few main crops, etc., etc., as an experiment, see how well they do. I've also got to try and replicate some of the experiments that I ran this year, growing the same Charlotte potatoes in different composts and see how that does this year. So they're all things that I probably could sit down and work out this weekend. And I think that really is what my plans are for this weekend. I share this on the hope that it might inspire you to come up with a few ideas, or what might give you a few ideas of what you can do yourself this weekend in the vegetable garden or the allotment. Now, I mentioned on Sunday that we did our live show and we had this idea for the alternative veg grower show, which is a bit of like a village vegetable show. This seems to have gone down really, really well. My stepmother has been very busy drawing up a poster and things like that. So hopefully this is something that we're going to do. The date looks at the moment to be October the 15th that we're holding it. So we've just got to work out all the details. The idea being, it's only going to be for fun. It's something we said on Sunday. It's going to be difficult to try and eliminate cheating. Although we've got one category that is blatantly trying to cheat. So just because it is the alternative show. But it's all going to be done on trust. So we're not going to have any prizes. But a few photos taken of like the largest tomato, the ugliest vegetable, and so on and so on. Lots of categories, and it's going to be tricky to work out. But yeah, I'll share more with that as we go through. We're going to work out all the details and really suss it all out over the next coming period. Anyway, guys, right, you take care. I will speak to you again on Sunday for another Supporters Club podcast. I can't remember what I'm going to be doing on Monday, but I'll share that with you on Sunday once I figure it all out as well. Right, guys, you take care. I'll see you again next time.